Not a game. We talking about practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
Well, folks, there you have it. It is episode 110 of the Takeover Sports Podcast. We are back. I know it has been a while, but we had to do some things. I had a wedding all of last week to kind of worry about. I was the best man, so lots of prep there. One of my best buddies got married. It was awesome. And then I had to focus on a little bit of work. You know, life just happened, but now we're back. And we are also back, and we also got to shout out our sponsor, Chillo.
Chillo.
Download the app Chillo. The market is hot right now for finding a new place to live, especially in this time of the year, in the summer. Swipe right if you like your roommates. And yes, I said that correctly. You can look for roommates and places to live on the app Chillo. I know sometimes, you know, when you move here, you got to try and meet new people, find a new place to live, and also find some awesome people to live with as well. So swipe right if you like them, swipe left if you don't. It's like Tinder for roommates and a place to live. Download Chillo. And quick shout out to my man behind the camera, Rylan Dawson. How we doing, brother?
What's up? Doing good.
It's good to be back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look, the chemistry's already on point. We're speaking for each other. And we also have another very special guest we got to introduce. So let's just get right to it. We have a very special guest, Dr. Anthony Cutting from Meridian. How are you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, chiropractor in Meridian, I just told me you opened up a new office, yeah?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about it. It's like brand new. Has it been there for a month? What are we thinking?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny you mentioned relocating, you know, just before this. So, I had a chiropractic office almost 8 years out in Eugene, Oregon. And my family and I relocated last summer, started my new practice here in the fall in October. So I sold the old business, started from scratch. And then we were temporarily in Boise, sharing space in another doctor's office while my permanent location in Meridian was getting built out for me. And it was supposed to be done December 2021. Then we had all sorts of supply chain problems. And 6 months later, we got in May 31st, 2022.
Dude, that's awesome. So you said you sold the old business. And what is that? Is that something, is that having to do anything with the practice of chiropractic practicing, or is that something completely different?
Yeah, no, so entire business. So it was, you know, I had two investors that came in and they purchased the business from me. That included all the equipment, the staff that was working for me.
Okay.
All that stuff. And yeah, and I found a new doctor to take my place and
okay.
train her up. So
can you do that? Can you just sell a practice of any kind, or do you have to like supply the doctor to come with it, you know?
Yeah, it really depends on the structure and who wants to buy it. Sometimes it's a chiropractor, and so they're going to be the doctor that takes your spot. In my case, it was two investors, and so we had to find a clinician, right? Someone to actually work on people. So yeah.
Okay. And so then you set your eyes on Boise, or I guess Meridian, I guess the Treasure Valley here in Idaho. What made this place stick out to you rather than maybe going anywhere else?
Yeah, I mean, we literally looked at every state in the country. I was open to anything.
All 50?
Yeah. I looked at all 50, but okay. Really we narrowed it down to a few.
Okay.
We visited, but it came down to Treasure Valley, this area, because, you know, number one, I saw that it was a thriving city. People were coming here every day, so a good opportunity to start over again. Then number two, it gave us the things that we were looking for, the values, the climate, just the people seemed really awesome, fresh start for our kids. And yet it was only an 8-hour drive back to Eugene or back to the Oregon coast. So we can go visit anytime we want pretty easily.
Awesome. So yeah, the Oregon coast. And, which city would that be along the Oregon coast? Is that which city?
Yeah. So our favorite city we like to visit is Seaside or Cannon Beach, which is the
northern. Cannon Beach. Yeah, okay. I've been there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's where I was this last weekend visiting. But I was actually from Eugene, which is not on the coast, but it's 2 hours south of Portland.
Okay.
Yeah, it's where the University of Oregon Ducks, if you're familiar with them.
Oh, as a Boise State fan, I guess. Boise State fans, we are very familiar with Oregon.
Yeah, pretty
familiar.
I figure you guys own them pretty well.
So. Yeah. Okay, he's aware, too. That's good. Aware. Yeah. Let's go. Okay. But, yeah, no, that's funny. So are you a Ducks fan? Or are you gonna, do you have any heartstrings now for the blue turf?
Yeah, that was my undergrad. That's the U of L. That's what brought me to Oregon initially. So I am a Duck. But, yeah, but I respect the Broncos and you know what they do.
Okay, nice, good. Okay, and favorite sport to watch is?
Football.
Okay, without hesitation.
But yeah. College football or NFL or all football?
I like both, but primarily college.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that do the college players give you more business? That's probably why, huh?
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. And, well, that's a good segue. We're going to move into that here, too. But also, Dr. Anthony Cutting, I mean, we know where you're from now, but how long have you been a chiropractor for?
I've been a chiropractor just over 10 years.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. So it's been a decade.
Yep.
And so did you start right when you got out of college?
No, I actually worked for someone else for about a year and a half, learned the ropes, and then figured I could probably do this thing. So I started on my own, and we started up the first business and grew from there.
And here we are. A decade later, he's got his new business here in Meridian, Idaho. And what would you say your greatest strength is as a chiropractor, as of right now in your career?
I'd say greatest strength is my integrity. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to treat people the right way. I'm going to do what's in the best interest of each and every patient and not try and push my own ego or my own agenda.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so, now that you're a decade in, where do you see yourself going? What are your career goals? Do you plan on maybe staying here in Boise/Meridian and growing? Or maybe do you see... You know, maybe working for like an athletic team, maybe like an NFL team, like maybe it's like if they hire you something like that. What would be your career goals going forward?
Yeah, so definitely want to stay here long term. You know, got a beautiful practice, built it just the way that we want, and we built it so that we can grow into it. So down the line, the goal is to get multiple chiropractors in there, have a small team. We can really serve the community in a big way. But primarily, we're serving active individuals, whether it's someone training for a 5K, whether it's an elite Olympic athlete, well, everyone in between. So I see myself, you know, growing the practice, getting other doctors in there, training them, mentoring them, having them take on the bulk of the patient care in the practice itself, and then hopefully that opens up opportunities for me to serve elsewhere. You know, whether it, like you said, BSU athletes or maybe, you know, athletes in some capacity, teaching other chiropractors how to, you know, operate and serve as well. So.
Yeah, and even probably high school athletes, too. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of high school football going on here. We just had a new high school, Hawaii High School, over kind of in the Star area. So,
yep.
Yeah, and so now going into the athletic side of things, you like watching football a lot. Question here that I thought of, so how often, I mean, I guess maybe not all your clients are athletic-related or sport-related, or maybe they are, but... that's kind of the question I have here. How often do you deal with clients that have an athletic injury of some sort?
I'd say that the majority of what I see in the office is athletic injury of some sort, whether it's CrossFit, whether it's, you know, a runner dealing with plantar fasciitis or hip issue or...
Okay.
When I was at in Eugene, I worked with the U of O, some of their athletic teams, you know, women's golf, men's baseball, some of the track and field athletes, cross-country athletes, so... Yeah, definitely got a background with a lot of that, and so that tends to be who we really serve.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. And so, anything here in the Treasure Valley so far athletically related?
Or yeah, I've got a number of high school athletes. You know, you mentioned that. So
that's where I figured.
I've got some baseball pitchers. You know, a girl that plays rugby, couple basketball player, a couple soccer players.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And what sport would you say has the most amount of injuries come in India, or I guess? In Oregon, just in your tenure, like, what would you say, what sport have you seen the most amount of injuries in?
CrossFit.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hands down.
That was, yeah, you're not even close. You're like, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad because it actually can be really awesome. It's just what happens more often than not, though, is you get these folks that, you know, they're beginners or maybe they're seasoned, but they're pushing too hard, you know, trying to outcompete the person next to them at the end of the workout. They're fatigued. They lose their form, and, you know, there they go. Or maybe they're trying to push up too heavy a weight too soon, and it overloads the back, the shoulder, knee. Yeah.
And would you say more upper body or lower body with CrossFit?
You know, maybe I'd say slightly more upper body. Shoulder is primarily sticks out the most. Shoulders and elbows, wrists.
You know. Okay.
Yeah, but it's pretty close.
Okay. Any head injuries with CrossFit?
Yeah, sometimes I've had people with a bar drops on their head. They're doing overhead, like a snatch or a, you know, a clean jerk or something. Yeah, for sure.
Oof.
Yeah, not fun.
I was going to say, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. CrossFit. So that's basically like, that's just like powerlifting, lifting of all sorts, maybe even running too. Sometimes maybe you get someone like with a hip or, yeah, kind of doing all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Interesting. Okay. And have you ever had an injury yourself with, like, working out, CrossFit? And do you ever just fix yourself up like that? Is it that easy?
You know, unfortunately, I can't completely fix myself, even if I know what to do.
Really?
But, yeah, I've done some self-care. I've had injuries over the years. You know, I grew up playing sports, football, track, basketball. So I had my share of injuries. Nothing too serious, thankfully. I had a chiropractor taking care of me when I would have something pop up. And then, yeah.
Favorite sport you've played?
Before I played was football. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What position?
Basketball was second. Position in football, actually, I was a center on offense and then an outside linebacker on defense.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking at me, I'm not very big.
I was like, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, it looks like you got some muscle on there, but I mean,
yeah.
You were probably, what, eating like crazy maybe back in the day?
Oh, yeah, trying to put on weight like crazy. I was about 30 pounds heavier than I am now, which still wasn't big for a center, you know, but I played at a pretty small school out in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know,
in Arizona.
Coach's philosophy was to have, you know, really big tackled guards, a small, agile center to go out and get to the second level.
Right.
You know, trying to get those linebacker safeties. Yeah.
Not a bad strategy, honestly. You know, the center's most of the time the lead blocker, too.
Yeah.
Hike it and take off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it looked kind of ridiculous sometimes when I had, you know, these tiring guys next to me. And then even the quarterback, you know, he was a D1 caliber guy, 6'3", 220, and he's bigger than me. He comes up behind center.
I'm sure that looks funny on film.
But it worked out.
In the film room, that's you right there. And they're like, is that a wide receiver hiking the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. The tight
flag
center.
Football trick play.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it worked out. You know, we did all right for ourselves.
Awesome. Okay, and then you said you played basketball as well. What position in basketball? Probably.
So basketball, I'm usually a small forwarder.
Okay. Yeah. Three.
Yep.
Wing player.
Yep.
All right, and any, I mean, what, did you find more injuries in football than basketball, I'm presuming?
Yeah, more football.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
At least for yourself, okay. And again, yeah, nothing serious. I mean, what was the worst one for you? Again, nothing serious, but, like, what was the biggest one?
Yeah, worst ones for me would be the concussions. I had a few different concussions. You know, each time you have a head injury like that, they kind of build on themselves, so the effects can be worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And as a chiropractor, are you working with concussions?
Yeah, absolutely.
You are? Oh, okay, gotcha. Because I didn't know if, like, neurosurgeons or, like, the neurodoctors were working that, and then you were, like, spinal and everything, but...
Yeah, no, so actually my experience with the concussions and then the effects I had afterwards actually drove my journey in specializing in that and in doing chiropractic the way that we do because of how it was able to change my life back around. So, yeah. But there could be a lot of different ways to be a chiropractor, but I've taken on that more of a neurologic approach.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, with you being in sports, it sounds like you were saying that's what you wanted to get into this, you know? That's why you wanted to do it. That was your passion, right? When you kind of – how many concussions did you have?
Three that we knew of, but probably more.
Exactly. And that's the scary thing, too, I'm sure. Like, you really don't know how many you can calculate or add up, too. Because, I mean, I have some buddies, I mean – they know of, like, maybe, like, seven.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And it's like, when you get, I mean, that's on record.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, three that you know of, and is that when you're like, I'm done? I'm going to call it? Okay.
Yeah, I knew I wasn't going to go anywhere D1, anything big. I had offered some, you know, some D2, D3 schools, and I thought, I got to save my brain and move on. So, I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and you made that tough decision. I'm sure you love playing the sports and the football, you know, and basketball. And then, yeah, here we are, chiropractic.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, another question here I have. sport injuries, got that. Which injury do you think is the most devastating to an athletic career?
That's a great question. I would have to say it really depends on the sport that you're playing, right? But just in general, going back to concussions, I mean, if you have multiple concussions and they're nasty, they can really affect every aspect of your life. I mean, they can end a, and they can definitely end a career or, you know, you hear oftentimes about folks, you know, they've after their career is over, and then they're having these, you know, dementias and, you know, cumulative effects years down the line, and just can go to, you know, dark places for sure.
Yeah, I know that stuff's really unfortunate. And you see that movie Concussion with Will Smith. Yeah. I mean that's some serious stuff. I mean, yeah, concussions are serious, but I mean, and you said it really depends on the sport. I guess we can maybe go through a few sports, and you tell me what would be the most detrimental. Does that sound good?
Sure.
Okay, we'll go with if we were playing the sport. If we were wrestling.
Wrestling?
Yeah. What would be the most devastating injury for a wrestler?
Wrestler, I would say paralyzed. If they get dropped on their head. I've seen that happen a few times where guys, you know, they're paralyzed from the neck down. And
after a wrestling match? Yeah. You've seen that?
Yeah. Seen it happen a few times. So that's the most scary thing that I've seen.
Oh, sure. My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's worst case, right? Yeah, it's got to be. And so that's what it's got, a spinal cord, neck injury.
Yep. Yeah. So I would say that's definitely the most devastating, followed by, you know, probably a shoulder or a knee.
Shoulder or knee.
Yeah.
What about for like someone that runs track?
Track, I would say Achilles tendon, plantar fasciitis are more of those chronic ones that can be nagging or they can re-injure really easily.
Okay. What about the sport tennis?
Tennis is going to be a knee or an elbow, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Knee or an elbow. Yeah. What about rock climbing?
Rock climbing? Anything that involves your hands, right?
Very true.
Hand, shoulder.
Yeah. Maybe feet, too? Any feet? Yeah. Foot injuries?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go one more here. What's a good one? Rylan, what's a sport here?
Golf.
Golf?
Yeah, golf, either knee or low back.
Okay. But oh, lower back.
Say the back.
The back would hurt. Oof.
Yeah.
Especially the way you swing the club, Ryan.
Is that a good thing?
No.
No.
Yeah. We work with a lot of golfers and help them, you know, be able to take care of themselves so they can avoid those type of injuries or recover from them if they've had them.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why my ball doesn't go straight. My back's out of line.
Yeah.
That's definitely it.
That's definitely it, yeah. That's my next excuse on the golf course. I'm going to be like, guys, I got to see my chiropractor. I can't hit the ball straight. Yeah,
that's right.
And they're sitting there be like, you say this every time, though. It's like, well, I mean.
Every hole.
Yeah, every hole, yeah. Chiropractor, I'll go see him.
Yeah.
Next question here. I guess maybe we've already answered this or maybe not. Worst injury you've seen in person? Would it be... paralyzed one?
Hard to beat the wrestling one.
I was going
to
say, yeah, when you said that, I was like, oh.
That's pretty nasty. But, I mean, that's gruesome, but also, you know, you see a guy drop with blowing out his knee.
Mm-hmm.
That could be pretty devastating as well for someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, now it's on the brighter side of things. What's like the craziest / fastest recovery you've ever seen? Of a pretty serious injury, or like an injury you thought wouldn't take as long, or what was like the craziest like recovery or fastest?
Well, I guess in my own office, I'd say I've had multiple patients who've broken bones, and by coming in under care, we balance their body. I don't adjust the broken bone, obviously, but by balancing their body overall, they're able to speed up the healing process, and it always blows their doctor away when they go in for their checkups and their bone heals like twice as fast as they expected it was going to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been pretty cool in my own office, but just in general, I've seen plenty of stories of these, you know, elite athletes that are coming back from complete ACL, you know, blowing out their knee and somehow they're back faster than ever in their sport. Just that always blows me away.
Do you ever have a client that still sticks out to you to this day? What can be any time in your career where you're like, wow, like, I mean, that was really cool. Like, was there like a story you've had or where you're like, wow, like that really unbelievable recovery? Is there any certain patient or client that you've had that really sticks out to you this day or how hard they've worked to get back to like where they are now, like in their athletic career?
Yeah. So I guess I could answer that one of two ways. So,
okay.
The simpler, shorter answer is someone that I've worked with was I had an Olympic athlete. He was a triple jumper. And he performed, obviously, at a high level, being, you know, a potential Olympian, right?
Yeah, right.
But he had this terrible low back pain that was holding him back. And so each time he go to the Olympic trials, it was, I think, 2012 or 2016, he wasn't never able to get past, like, 10th, 11th place. So then he came to see us 2020, and it was supposed to be the Olympics, but then we got postponed from COVID. So he came to see us and started working on him. And over the next year until 2021, and then the trials came back around from that year of postponement, we were able to work together and get him to where he got fourth place, and he should have actually gotten first. But
on one of his
jumps, he was just a few millimeters past the line, you know, when they made him, he scratched the jump. But if it would have he would have blown away. He would have gotten a gold medal in the Olympics. So that's how that track can be sometimes. But he was so happy. He was pain-free, and he performed, you know, much better than he ever had. He's motivated that he knows he can win it all, hopefully at the next one. So that was pretty cool.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's someone I've worked on. Then I guess the longer story would be my own journey.
Okay.
Where, you know, I mentioned having the concussions playing football. And so I stopped playing after high school. But then a few years after that, I started developing all sorts of problems. And a lot of it we think was linked to the concussions. But okay. I basically fell apart in my 20s, which should have been the prime of your life. Mm-hmm. I developed migraine headaches, brain fog, my whole body just hurt like I had been in a massive car accident, but I hadn't. You know, I would get these vertigo or dizzy spells where the world would be spinning out of control, and I'd just be, like, on the ground. I couldn't even get up because I was just so dizzy.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. And I would have good days and bad days, but for the most part, over a decade, I just got worse and worse. And I saw just about every practitioner you could think of, whether a chiropractor, acupuncturist, you know, traditional medical doctors, specialists. I tried anything you can think of. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars over the next decade or so. And overall, it was just getting worse until finally I saw a chiropractor did something called the zone technique, which I hadn't come across at that time. But he was getting what sounded like miracles. So I went from Eugene, Oregon, down to San Francisco, California, where he practiced. Saw Dr. Goldman, and even from the first treatment, I wasn't getting dizzy anymore. And then just each time I saw him, I got better and better and better to where now, I mean, I'm back to being a strong athlete. You know, I'm playing with my kids. I work out, you know, just do what I want to do again. And so I end up learning the zone technique, and that's what I now do for people as the foundation of our work together.
Okay, and what is the zone technique, if you mind telling us?
Yeah. So zone technique, we've discovered that there's six neurologic systems that control every cell of your body.
Okay.
And so these systems are found in six different brain centers. And as a result of stress, whether it's physical stress like concussions or car accidents or things that add up day to day, or whether it's emotional stress or even chemical stress, chemicals in our environment, that stress, if it becomes too much, it can cause the body to become unbalanced in these six systems, these six zones. Now, when that happens, two things happen. Number one, the brain can't do its job to accurately sense what's happening in the body. And even if it could, it can't get the messages back and forth to the body to make the correction so that you can heal and adapt to daily stress.
Right.
And so then you develop these issues like I did. It could be my story or it can be anything, really.
Okay.
But you develop these issues, and then you since you can't heal, oftentimes things tend to get worse as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if you prolong it, you know, it can make it worse is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. You just keep your body in this unbalanced state, and now it can't adapt, and then it breaks down even more just as you're inundated with day-to-day stress that shouldn't be a big deal for you normally. So then the zones, we discover which systems are unbalanced, and then I go to work to reset those systems. And then over the course of working together, we get those systems to not only balance, but then more importantly, to stabilize so that it can stay balanced, and then your body can just heal step by step until it gets back to, you know, being well again.
Okay. And is that mostly like neurological? Because obviously your brain's always involved with that, you know, because like with the pain and all that. So does it depend on where the injury is in the body that you got to focus on? Because you say the zone technique, and I'm having a hard time. Like, that's incredible. Yeah. So, like, if it's, like, a leg injury, is there a different approach than, like, a shoulder injury?
Or no, is not it necessarily. So, the zone, yeah, the zone. So, what you'll do is you're going to look at 6 points on the back of the head, which are my indicators for these 6 brain centers. And depending on which one's off, I'm then going to stimulate certain points along the spinal cord to reset that particular center. And so that when that brain center is reset, it's going to send the right signals out to wherever it's controlling in the body. So it might go to the shoulder, it might go to your knee, it might go to your low back. But it's going to balance the entire system and get your whole body functioning like it's supposed to.
Okay.
Now, in addition to the zone work, more specifically, say if you had a knee issue, I'm also going to work on the knee. I'm going to look at, I'm going to adjust your foot, your ankle, your knee, your hip. I'm going to work on some of the muscles, you know, tendons, ligaments in that area.
Okay.
And I'm going to build upon the zone. But the zone's my foundation, so I make sure that your body's balanced and able to heal. And then we're going to adjust that net knee as well.
Okay. And is that all in the neck, you said?
More specifically the back of the head.
The back of the head.
Yeah, these 6 points. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I could show that to you at some point as well today.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, after the show, I'll clip a video. He'll probably show us, he'll give us an example on the back of my head what the zone effect is, and the zone technique. Yeah. He'll show us what that is as well. He'll also do a little demonstration for us as well. And let me see if I got all the questions answered. Little fan mail interaction. Ryan Garcia, guy I went to school with, he threw in a comment. He said, Dr. Anthony Cutting greater than Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, right. I would hope so.
Yeah. So quick shout out there. Hey, that's good. That's good. Positive feedback from our fans there. but yeah. Looks like we'll go ahead and do that here real quick. Again, yeah, thank you. We'll get to the demonstration here. We'll cut the live stream and then we'll do that quick demonstration. And then we'll post that on the highlight video. Be sure to look for that here in the next couple of days. I'll get working on that here maybe tomorrow or what's today? Well, tomorrow or Thursday. So, yeah, again, Dr. Anthony Cutting. Make sure to check him out. His office is in Meridian. Exact location? Do you want to let everyone know where you're at?
Yeah, so we're Active Chiropractic Meridian. We're over Fairview between Eagle and Locust Grove. You could find us, you know, ChiroMeridian.com or Instagram at Active ChiroMeridian. Yeah, check it out.
Perfect. It was a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you guys Thursday. We'll have James Hole coming on, and we got a ton of sports to talk about. Y'all have a good one. Take it easy.
Now it's time for the takeover.